This reading is taken from Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 18.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. This mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to export her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill that the Lord had this said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and then will call him Emmanuel," which meant God with us.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
So, let's have a think about these clues. Mary is claiming that her son is the Messiah, and that means God promised rescuing king. Now, in the Old Testament, there are loads of clues given to who the Messiah is. Loads of clues that we call prophecies. And loads of these prophecies in the Old Testament tell us that the Messiah was going to come. And it was so linked to his family history. And that's where I come in. Genealogy. But before we go any further, I have to say there's actually a bit of a problem. Joseph, Isaiah's prophecy said that the lady having the Messiah had to be a virgin.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. I know, and I thought exactly the same thing. As soon as Mary told me, I was all ready to call off the wedding, I have to say. But amazing thing happened. An angel came and spoke to me.
Really?
I told me that Mary is the girl in the prophecy. And then he told me that I had to name the child Jesus, which is exactly what Mary told me. So I had to believe her. I am worried, though. I will admit. I mean, what happens if I hit my thumb in the workshop and then accidentally swear? What happens then if the Son of God sat there doing his colouring in?
Look, Joseph, I don't think you need to worry about that kind of thing now. I think, first of all, we need to delve into your own family history to see if this baby could be the Son of God.
But why does that matter? I mean, surely, if he is the Son of God, what matters is what he does, not what, I don't know, his great-uncle Stanley does. He invented a very clever knife, by the way. Called it a Stanley knife. He's obviously cleverer at inventing knives than he was at inventing names, but, you know, is that the problem? You're worried he's going to inherit those kind of brains.
No, look, I know most kids have to worry about what they're going to inherit from their family, but no, I'm not talking about the knobbly knees or the giant nose. The kind of thing we're thinking about with the Messiah is a much bigger deal.
But why?
Well, because to be the Messiah, he had to fit all these prophecies that relate to his ancestors.
Who?
His ancestors.
What are they?
His great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents.
Oh, okay. So why didn't you just say that?
Because it takes a long time and some of us want to get home for our dinner.
That is a good point. Yep. So, what's the short word again?
Ancestors.
Okay, so what do we need to know about his ancestors?
Well, there are hundreds of prophecies about the Messiah.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to get home for lunch.
Look, as I was saying, there are hundreds, but we're just going to look at one or two key things now.
That's true.
And pick out the ones that are linked to Jesus and linked to the line of David.
All right, then. Let's have a look at them.
That. First of all, he has to be from the line of David. Should come up. Yeah. Because it says in 2 Samuel 7, "For when you die and are buried, I will raise up one of your descendants. I will make his kingdom strong. I will secure his royal throne forever. I will be his father and he will be my son." Secondly, he needs to be a descendant of Abraham.
What you are?
Descendant.
What's one of those?
You know, like children and grandchildren and
Get it. So your ancestors are your great, 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 great grandparents.
Yeah.
And your descent. Do what?
Descendants.
Descendants are your great, 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 great. Great grandchildren.
Yeah, and God had promised Abraham that one of his descendants was going to be the Messiah for all people on earth.
What? Like all people, so the Messiah isn't just for us Jews.
No, loads of times God said that his good news would be good news for all kinds of people.
Yeah, but not like painters and decorators.
Yes, even painters and decorators.
Wow.
To begin their investigation, Jean takes Joseph to visit the National Family Record Office. It's where people went for information before Google.
God, look at all this. It's like a cupboard full of history.
It is. This is the one we want, Joseph. Okay. This is the line of David. Now, to be the Messiah, the son has to come from the line of David. So what we need to do is see if one of you or Mary are a descendant of David. So let me see. Your father is Matan, and his father was Eleazar, and then we had Azza, Eliakim, Abihud, Oh, yes! Zerubbabel!
I feel like I'm under a pile of Zerubbabel.
Jeconiah, Josiah. Oh, Joseph, this is interesting.
Boys.
Well, Josiah was the king of Israel, which means there should be, oh, yes, come on. That's what I'm talking about, Solomon. Solomon, and Solomon was the son of King David. Joseph, this is fantastic. This is absolutely amazing. Both you and Mary are descendants of King David. That means the child fits two of the key prophecies. One, born of a virgin. Two, from the line of David.
Oh. Not so fast, Jean. Look what I've just discovered in Micah. It says, but you, Bethlehem, though you are least among the rulers of Judah, out of you will come for me a ruler of my people, Israel. That means the Messiah's got to be born in Bethlehem. We live in Nazareth. That's like 4 days' journey away.
While Jean helps Joseph tidy up the mess in the record office, let's take a break.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas is here. The most exciting time of the year. The trees are wrapped, the gifts are sent, the turkey bought and money spent.
Of course it's not always been this way. Changes were made at Queen Vic's Day. Crackers created, cards were written, and so the Christmas bug had bitten.
But that's not what it's all about. You've heard of Jesus, I have no doubt. Well, it's to do with him coming to earth. But who is he, and why the birth?
Yeah, why should 350 AD have we celebrated the birth of this baby? Let's go back and find out today. Who do you think you are, playing?
But how can we tell when he found the star of the show? How can we tell if he's from David's line? Will he wear a crown? Will there be a sign?
God will show us, that's how we'll know. Let's head to Bethlehem. Come, let's go. Let's speak to that couple walking past. They don't seem to be going anywhere fast.
Oh, Joseph, is there still a long way to go to Bethlehem? My feet ache so.
Not far at all. In fact, we're almost here. Rest is ahead. Be of good cheer.
I'm not sure of rest is the birth at hand. Oh, Joseph, there's so much I don't understand. Since Gabe told us we're having God's son, I don't mean to fuss.
I know. I find it hard too. But God is with us, faithful and true. But we must remember... No. Let's hurry not and find a place to stay. Hang on.
Who are these? Coming our way. Hi, do you mind if we just ask you? You're expecting, but when you do?
Not long till now, to the birth of my son. What a relief our journey's done.
Oh, that's
that's interesting. We're looking for a brand new king.
Are you indeed? Well, I wish you well. We're just looking for somewhere to dwell.
They don't seem royal. It can't be them. Let's leave the crowd to school for Megan.
To the hills we'll go, but keep alert, for God's son's arrival is a dead cert.
Oh, sorry, we didn't see you appear. Who are you? And what are you doing here?
You see the shepherds coming in our direction. Well, I'm Archangel Gabriel, and I'm waiting for them.
Is that Ark as in Ark the Herald Angel sing? And you know out about the birth of God's King?
I do indeed. Why not stay right here so I speak to these men? All will be clear.
It's cold out here. All of the ship with master guard.
Against wolf and bear we take our stand, with sling and stone and stick in hand.
That's strange, for though it's near midnight, the sky is growing light and bright.
What are these angels doing here? We're only shepherds.
Good men, fear not, and hear our news for all the world, not just for the Jews. The Saviour Jesus, born tonight, will by his death put all things right.
Praise to God, who reigns above. Praise to Jesus, King of love.
These men who live on earth go now and witness Jesus' birth.
Come on then, why hang around? We all heard that angel sound.
I want to know. Come on, let's follow them.
I'm sorry you had to give birth in our stable. How are you? Are you comfortable?
Fine, thank you, and so is Jesus. We're grateful for all you've done for us.
No problem. I'm sorry it's not more. Hang on. Who's that hammering at the door? They say they're looking for you. And Jesus is God's King. Come and rest. Come to rescue.
Hello again. Come and sit with us. You're welcome to hold our son Jesus.
This is incredible. It's like the angel spoke, and in days of old the prophets wrote.
Excuse us now, for we must leave. We'll tell the others and hope they believe.
We need to make plans to go as well and give thanks to God in the temple.
Can we come with you and learn more of him, God's chosen special rescuing king?
And so to Jerusalem they all went and learnt of another message God had sent.
Rescue the nations. Mary and Joe marvelled at what Tim said. They looked amazed, even the words about what was ahead.
This child will be God's saving king. It's time for us to rejoice and sing. But beware, for the one day he'll reign, he'll cause your heart lots of pain.
So he is God's king. It is true. But what will all the other Jews make of it? Especially Herod. I've got a feeling he'll want him dead.
A baby king to worship him and presents bring. Go for a king, myrrh for his death, frankincense for a priest as well.
No ordinary king is he, a child the greatest that could be. God's own son will bear our sin and over death to victory win.
This is quite a thing. What a find, we found the one in David's line.
The Lord has proven time again that Jesus is God and will reign.
What now strike for us to be afraid? For sin a barrier has made. God hates sin, and though it's sad, we're barred from heaven, cause we're bad.
Come all you people sitting here and listen, for the news is clear. This baby lying in the hay, it's God himself who's born today.
He wants to clean your heart from sin, and here you say to him, come in. So sing with us to God above.
And praise this Jesus, King of love.
Joseph and genealogy have traced a number of interesting elements in the family tree. Both Joseph and Mary are descendants from King David, fulfilling the prophecy that the Messiah should be a son of David. As a working man, Joseph is fascinated to discover his rich heritage.
Well, I never saw that coming, I have to say. Just a plain old carpenter. So, Jean, where do we go next in our joint investigation?
Oh. Stop the jokes!
Come on, they're good jokes.
No, they're not. Listen, this part, I need to fill a microphone. There we go. This, what we need to do, is prove that Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. So okay. We see these, you're linked to David, but we've got to see the bit about Abraham. But that bit is easy.
Is it?
Yeah, because David was Abraham's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Great! So, it's all dovetailing together very nicely. But why does it matter if Jesus is a descendant of Abraham?
Well, you see, because he was the person the original prophecy was given to. Abraham was told that one of his descendants was going to be the Messiah. Look, we see here in Genesis 22, that through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
Okay, fair point. But this, you know, I've got to say, there's still one thing I'm not happy about. Mm-hmm. You know, this prophecy about the fact that the baby has to be born in Bethlehem. You know, I'm from Bethlehem, but we're not there now. It's miles and miles away, and there's no way I'm going back to Bethlehem now. Not with Mary pregnant. Something's wrong.
Look, I know that may seem a problem, but you can change where you live. You can't change your family or your ancestors. So let's go back to your family line, because actually, Joseph, what I've discovered is in your family, there aren't just all sorts of royalty, but there's all different types of other people.
Oh, look at this. Dear me. He was a disaster of a king.
Yeah.
And he was a prisoner of war.
What about that one?
They were foreigners.
Oh, no.
And he was a murderer. And she, Rahab? Wasn't she a... Didn't she...
yes, and we've got a bit of documentary evidence.
Oh, well. I might have known there'd be somebody in my family with a bit of vice.
Oh, Joseph.
So, what, is it my line?
It is.
I'm just getting carried away with the jokes here.
I know. Yeah.
I've got no idea what's going on. Oh, okay, yeah. We could just, like, keep it a secret, though, couldn't we? Just between you and me.
Well, we could, of course, between you, me, and anyone who reads the Old Testament.
What?
Well, it's there. It's all there in the book of Joshua. Yeah, all about Rahab and a dodgy past.
But look at this list. It's like a whole load of people have managed to stay on it who shouldn't have been on it in the first place.
A bit like Anne Whitcomb.
Oh, come on. Surely the Messiah's going to want his family to come from a pure family with a good reputation.
But then how could he be a saviour for all people?
I'm not following you.
Well, we know that the Messiah has to come from the, let's see, royal line.
Okay.
And we've pretty much nailed that one, haven't we?
Hey, those are my jokes.
But we also know that the Messiah has come for all people. So, look, you know, all people don't live like royalty, do they? They've done things they're not proud of. Things they like to keep hidden. Things to do with the messiness of life. Now, I know it'd be great to have a Messiah who was a pure and noble character, but surely you want someone to save you who understands the things you've been through, who gets the mess you've made of things, who's walked the road and felt your pain. I know I'd much rather have a Messiah who could relate to me than someone who couldn't at all.
So, you're saying God put those people in my family deliberately?
Yeah, look, Joseph, God doesn't make anything happen by mistake. Everything's there for a reason. He chose a family line that was full of a shame of scandal. He chose the family line that had murderers in it and outcasts and foreigners and failures. He chose it because he was sending a Messiah for all people. He didn't want his Messiah to be separated from pain. No, he wanted him to relate to us, to save us, not just a few, but people from all over.
So it really is like all kinds of people, like super cool and sad up, butch and bling and being power and boring, and popular and...
painters and decorators?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, even painters and decorators. It's been an interesting journey, this, you know. I've learned all kinds of things about myself and about my past. But most of all, I've learned about the kind of person the Messiah is going to be, the promised rescuing king who's going to come and save us from our sins. Like, we all knew he had to come from the line of David, but there's a reason for that. to show that he has the right to be a king and to judge. And we knew he had to be from Abraham's family, you know, the first guy who got the promise that one of his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren would be the saviour. I mean, you learn all this, you're growing up in school where I live, it's just, you know it, but, you know, to see it linked to your own name, that's, I don't know, that's powerful. Because I don't think I'd ever really understood before that it is for all people, you know, like young and old, rich and poor, proud and sad, people like me, people like yourselves watching now. People who need someone to rescue them from the consequences of the things they've done wrong. And it's amazing how God kind of includes you by including your kind of people in his family. Even though he's a king. Like, I was worried before. But, you know, this Messiah sounds like the kind of person I'd really like to be related to. Because there is, you know, there is a problem still, of course. The fact that somehow the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem.
Remarkably, while Joseph and Jean are reviewing their discoveries, the postman calls.
Post!
Oh my goodness.
What is it?
It's a decree from the emperor. Everybody's got to go back to their hometown to register.
That means...
we're going to Bethlehem.
So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went with Mary, who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.